Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Our series for Advent this year has been Stop, Look, Listen. But what do we do after we have stopped, looked, and listened? We speak. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. But what good does good news do if there were not anyone on the mountains bringing that good news? How will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? And they are sent. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy, for eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. So we break forth together into singing, for the Lord has comforted his people. This time of year we eagerly sing hymns of joy for what God has done for us and comforting us. He has sent his son to be born, the very son who would go to the cross of Calvary for us, for you. So we sing. We sing many hymns and songs of praise, many of which specifically mention Jesus' birth. Yet one hymn, it seems, at least to me, often gets overlooked. Amid the joy to the worlds and the heart the herald angel sings, one hymn has not been remade or sung quite as often. Go tell it on the mountain. We hear the angel singings and we hear the shepherds going to the babe born in the manger to see the great sign of the child born of Mary. But often our reaction gets overlooked. We are called to go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Thankfully, some of the radio stations and some contemporary bands have brought the song and hymn back into circulation. But have you returned to proclaiming the birth of your Savior? What are the things that are holding you back? Are you afraid others might think of you as less intelligent? Do you feel that your voice is not good enough to carry such a beautiful message? Is there someone in your family you fear would burn bridges with you if you shared the good news with them, with him or her? Do not fear, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Our Savior himself, the child in the manger, would grow up to tell us, everyone who acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. But the one who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. Do not be anxious about how you should defend yourself or what you should say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. So we speak. But what do we say? We speak what the Spirit gives us to speak, and the Spirit works with the Word. So we come to stop, look, and listen, and then we speak. Now that you have heard the Word of God, go tell it on the mountain. Go tell it everywhere that Jesus was born, that he lived, that he died for the sins of the world, and that he rose again for you and for those to whom you will speak. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds ever faithful unto life everlasting. Amen.